Now we go to Colombia, which is just across the northwest border from Brazil. A civil war in Colombia has been fought for half a century. Almost a quarter of a million people have been killed in that conflict. Now the civil war looks like it's finally coming to an end. Last week, the Colombian government and Marxist rebels signed an historic peace accord. But it's not quite a done deal. That's because a referendum will let Colombian voters decide whether to either accept or reject it. Reporter John Otis tells us more.
Teremos paz. Viva Colombia! Viva la paz!
After signing the accord in Havana, Cuba, the site of the peace talks, rebel negotiator Ivan Marquez declared, "Long live Colombia! Long live the peace!" The accords call on the Marxist rebel group, known as the FARC, to get out of the illegal drug trade, lay down its weapons, and form a political party. The government has promised to set up a truth commission and develop the impoverished areas that gave rise to the FARC back in the 1960s. So, what's not to love? Plenty, according to critics.
What you have is a peace process that is not going to generate peace.
That's former Vice President Francisco Santos. He's also the cousin of President Juan Manuel Santos, the chief architect of the peace process. Francisco Santos complains that under the agreement, guerrillas who carried out massacres and kidnappings can avoid prison as long as they tell the truth about their atrocities.
They might not go to jail for a second. They don't ask for forgiveness. They haven't said, you know, we're sorry for killing and displacing and kidnapping and terrorism.
Voters will have the final say in an October 2nd plebiscite. For the peace treaty to take effect, the yes vote must outnumber the no vote by a simple majority. Maria Victoria Llorente is a Bogota political analyst.
I think that the peace agreement, peace building in Colombia, needs a huge endorsement, a very big yes.
That, she says, would strengthen the Santos government as it builds roads and schools in former war zones and brings demobilized rebels back into civilian life. Most polls show the yes vote ahead, but one survey this month predicted voters would reject the peace accord. That probably would not mean a return to fighting, but Llorente says it could derail post-war reconstruction.
If the no wins, the next government may say, you know, well, that was the past government. It isn't, an agreement that I really think it's important, so I'll change my mind and I'll do something different.
To prevent that, the government has launched emotional spots on TV and social media.
Donde alguna vez explotaron bombas y ruidos ensordecedores, sonará la vida, celebraremos la vida.
This one proclaims, in places where bombs once exploded, we will celebrate life. Here in Bogota, peace activists are discussing how to get out the vote. One of them is Lorena Murcia.
Ingresé a la FARC a los 10 años.
She says rebel family members convinced her to join the FARC guerrillas when she was only 10. She later deserted. Now 23, Murcia says a yes vote is the way to prevent further bloodshed. She says, I don't want other kids to go off to war like I had to. I'm going to vote yes because I want the FARC to disappear. From PR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.